So in the rhetoric game, there are campaign commercials, the super PAC media, like the OPSEC video we were just talking about there. And then there are live events like this from Vice President Joe Biden at a campaign event in Danville in the swing state of Virginia. This took place on Tuesday.
Romney wants to let he said in the first 100 days, he's going to let the big banks once again write their own rules. Unchain Wall Street. They're going to put you all back in chains.
A soundbite undoubtedly bound for a campaign commercial at some point. Republicans quickly spent the day yesterday casting Biden's remarks as the low blow of a desperate campaign.
So, Mr. President, take your campaign of division and anger and hate back to Chicago and let us get about rebuilding and reuniting America.
Let's get some context here from our good friend Kathleen Hall Jamison, director of the Annenberg Public Policy Center at the University of Pennsylvania. Can you draw a line from the OPSEC video we were just speaking about to the reaction to Joe Biden, to even Biden's remark? I mean, I guess my question is, what do you think is going on here, sort of rhetorically speaking, in the campaign?
Well, first, I think the questions are separable. 501c4 operations are allowed to offer campaign information without disclosure. And that's extremely problematic because we judge messages in part by their sources. You know who the sources are when the vice president stands up and makes a statement. It's the vice president. You know what the source is when Governor Romney makes a statement. It's Governor Romney. With a 501c4 group, you don't know because they don't have to disclose. It's appropriate when you don't know the source of information to simply discount it. We know that people judge messages by their source and judge the credibility in part by the credibility of their source. 501c4s are a serious problem. We've studied them this election and found that they contain a higher level of deception than those third-party groups that have to disclose, the super PACs, for example. And that fact of higher level of deception is consistent with a higher level of anonymity.
So the mechanism of the 501c4 crosses a line from Democratic debate into, full-scale, just pure media manipulation. Is that what you're saying?
It's the equivalent of the anonymous fly-by-night flyers that used to appear in the pre-broadcast age. You know, it's the equivalent of the rumor that spreads, and you have no idea who spread the rumor. That's been the form of communication historically that's always been the most problematic. When the source is anonymous, it has no accountability. And there's no way as a result to say, I want to challenge what it is you're saying and engage with dialogue with the person who's actually making the statement to you.
So it's
extremely problematic.
Although I suspect Scott Taylor, who's responsible for that OPSEC video from the 501c4, would say, well, we're just responding to anonymous sources in the media that were leaked by the Obama administration, and this is the only level of accountability that we can give them.
One of the things one ought to ask when one is assessing a claim is, what is the evidence for the claim? I think the questions that you asked and the answers that were just given stand out in their own right, and your listeners can evaluate whether the responses were sufficient to answer the questions and whether the evidence that's offered is sufficient to support the claim that it is the Obama administration that is releasing this information.
Let's move to Joe Biden for a moment. The quickness with which the Romney campaign picked up on this Biden remark just suggests that there are just way too many people driving the bus in these campaigns, and that, almost any partial soundbite can become a whole message of the day. I just wonder, I guess it's easy to say, does this serve a purpose? Is this useful? Does this persist in the campaign? I mean, do people actually believe that Joe Biden wants to is accusing the Republicans of re-enslaving Americans literally in chains?
No, but it was an inappropriate thing to say, and it would have been appropriate for him to say, I misspoke. Obviously, that's not what I intended to say in this context. It can be interpreted in a way that's problematic, and I'm not going to say it again. What we have is a situation this year in which every word and phrase is quickly being jumped on by the other side in the 24-hour news cycle, magnified out by partisan voices on each side, depending on whose advantage is served by doing it, and the other side side is standing up and repeatedly, it's happening on both sides, expressing outrage about the fact that it occurred. That's not to say, however, that there isn't a lot of discourse that's overstepping the line. If you go to factcheck.org, which is one of our Annenberg Public Policy Center sites, factcheck.org is another, you'll find a section that's called Way Out of Whack Attacks. We call them WOW attacks, and they're posted under They Said What? And we've got so many of them this year that I can't even quickly give you a tally of them. I'd actually have to sit and count them up because they don't fit on a single page. This year, more people are saying more things that are out of bounds. That is, things that a reasonable person, if you didn't know who said it, if you weren't letting your partisan filters play a role, would say, that's just not an appropriate thing to say. You don't say someone else has blood on their hands. That's normalizing a metaphor that really is unacceptable. When one is talking about a person of an alternative party, actually, you shouldn't talk about it with anybody. And you have that repeatedly on both sides.
Kathleen Hall Jamison, director of the Annenberg Public Policy Center at the University of Pennsylvania.